Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go to the on-air JV crew. You're not JV all around, just on-air. You're just not on the air all the time. Junior varsity, right? Okay, nobody wants to talk.
Well, who's
JV?
Talking
to JV, man.
I'm not JV.
I want to see who would step up. I want to see who step up and acknowledge over JV. It's just on air. Okay. First up, JV is going to be Raymundo. Raymundo.
Yo.
5A.
All right, so here's the deal. I was wondering if you guys have an extravagant item that you want, something you can splurge on, but your significant other, your spouse, shuts it down. So, I mean, this won't apply to Amy. But, so like for me, it's a golf cart.
Thank you. Guys, I'm aware. Like, I'm aware now that I no longer have a spouse, but it's okay.
Well, he's just saying you're not part of this one.
He's saying don't feel the pressure to provide
an answer.
Mike, mostly just taking the pressure off of you.
Okay. Yeah, thank
what's
you.
That? What's that, Ray? You want?
So whenever I'm driving around, I'm always seeing like a used golf cart. I'm like, I gotta get it. And my wife just tells me it's so useless and pointless. It's just a bad purchase. It's extravagant.
What
so
would you do in a golf cart, though?
Dude, cruise all over the place in that thing.
At your apartment complex?
Yes.
Where would you park it?
Right there in a parking spot. There's ample parking. I'm telling you, it'd be perfect for my lifestyle.
What lifestyle?
Dude, I'm always cruising around, and you can pretty much go street legal with these things.
And some of those are really cool. Like, they have lights underneath.
Yeah.
With, like, speakers.
How much are you willing to spend?
I've seen some in the country for over $1,000. We're looking for under $700, $800. I mean, it's going to be a little rustic looking.
Man. Rustic is a good word. Do you guys have anything that you want?
A boat.
Oh, yeah.
I've wanted a boat for, like, 10 years.
A Lambo.
Another dog.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Like 10 more.
And you get the...
It's not that. It's just like we don't have... We're gone enough as it is. I want 9 more bulldogs.
Can you imagine 9 lazy bulldogs?
good luck, Ray.
Thank you.
Let us know. All right, let's go over. Morgan, number 2, what do you have here?
So I feel like we had a missed opportunity because we didn't celebrate National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day.
Interesting.
It came through as October 23rd, and you know, dang, you I was should've. Just like, I feel like it could be a spin the wheel thing. It doesn't even have to be negative. Like, you could do
there's
a
no way
like
that's
a
not
five.
Negative.
Slap your coworker.
It just feels like it's a missed opportunity, though.
In a perfect world with no HR, what would that segment have been to you?
I feel like it was like we all go on spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on has to get slapped.
Well, I thought you got to pick like the most annoying coworker to slap.
Yeah, right.
No.
You think is annoying, and you slap them.
Yeah,
and then it points somebody out. So instead, it's just we all go on the wheel because we're all annoying and irritated in our own ways.
No,
and they get
and everybody slaps us.
Yeah, however they want. It could be like a butt slap. It could be a high slap. It could be a back slap.
Is there's no HR.
Amy.
But well, she's thinking about it. Like, she's like, she wants. She
like, guys slap each other's butts when they play games.
So we slap Amy on the butt?
No. I'm looking at Amy, like me and Amy. Oh. Like, girls could, is what I'm saying.
It's, I would, if we did the bit, it would be
always have to take it
whoever
that
it lands on goes and slaps their most annoying coworker.
Yeah.
We can't do the bit, obviously.
Well, who? I mean, who would we pick?
Depends on the day.
It's pretty easy.
Who would you pick, Eddie?
I mean, you have to go Lunchbox. Slap Lunchbox.
All right. Abby, I'm coming over to you. Give me a little something from your life.
Well, I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention because I know it's going to happen. So, you know how we've been opening, or Lunchbox has been opening the pallet for over a week now? Mm-hmm. So, he was walking from the bathroom, going back in the studio, and he's like, good luck on selling all this, Abby. So, he thinks I'm the one that's going to be, like, sending all this out because we know he's not going to.
Hmm.
Right? Lunchbox, I mean, with the storage
unit. What is your expectation?
Oh, I have no idea. You're the one that said Abby does a lot on the show. She has many jobs, and so this would be one of her jobs. Like, she mails, like, when we sign stuff for listeners, she mails it out. So she is the mailer of the show, so that would be her role.
But mailing it is different than organizing it, posting it.
Oh, yeah, I figure people just email in and tell us which item they want.
Oh, my God, they're just going to email.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's going to take those emails?
No,
yeah.
Mike, he has the email account. What's that email account? Mike.
Lunchbox has every idea for it. That's a terrible idea. I think what will happen is whomever on the show, once we get it ready to go, whomever on the show wants to be in charge of that will also get a share of the profit. Because
like
it's
this.
Going to be extra work.
I mean, I have other ideas that I'm trying to come up with a business plan for, and I'll bring them to you and run them by you. I don't know what you're going to like.
Abby, but it will not be forced upon you to just do, I promise you.
But a percentage
of
we
the
can
profit.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. 0.5%.
Doesn't know. 25?
Okay, thank you, Abby. Scuba Steve, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, sure. It's top of mind for me. We did this whole bit we're doing until the end of the year where I'm growing my hair out so Eddie can shave his head. And I was at the St. Jude event, and I was kind of not feeling myself. And the guy was like, hey, dude, take your hat off and just let me see what you got. And he goes, whoa, okay. I have a tip for you. And so for anyone listening that has hair loss, I have a tip for you I'm going to share. It's called Jamaican Black Castor Oil. I've been putting this on my head every single night, about 7 to 10 drops, and I have noticed some hair growth where hair has never been. This is a...
On your head?
On my head. So I feel like you should try.
I don't think your head looks weird or bad. I actually think it looks better. I think you look younger with the little thing around your head. The little hair bowl.
The little thing around... See, when you say like that, the little thing around your head.
But I do. I think you look younger.
It's a ring.
You think I look younger this way?
Yeah.
If you did a side-by-side, which you should look at, between me clean shave versus this.
Not clean shave. Your beard's always there, but your head.
My head shaved clean.
I don't know. It's like hair on the side. I don't know. You look younger.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the compliment. So where's the little hair that the castor oil has grown?
That's why I said on your head.
Well, Ray can take a look. You can see some blonde hairs coming through right here at the very top.
There's definitely hair. So, I mean, if he didn't have that before, then it's working.
And I didn't. The guy said it takes about 3 months. You'll have a full head of hair.
Okay.
Full head of hair.
Hair coming through full.
Then you don't need to shave it at all.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Let's do that experiment.
By the end of the year, I'll have a full head of hair.
All right. Thank you, Scuba. JV, good job today. Good job, JV. All right, let's get the show started here. Bobby Bone Show. Today's the freaking first day of November.
Hey,
wake up. It's the first of the month.
That's crazy.
No,
it was
it is.
Just yesterday. It was the last day of October.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need your help. How do I get my wife to stop getting sucked into ads on Facebook?
Uh-oh.
That's tough.
For the third time this year, we had to cancel a credit card because of an ad that was too good to be true. This time, it was an ad pretending to be a retail store she shops at offering 75% off. They added an S to the store's name's website, spoofed it to something authentic looking, and 2 days later, they racked up $3,200 in charges. Ugh. I've asked my wife to stop clicking on Facebook ads. Here we go again. Is there any solution to this? Signed, husband at his wit's end. Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox, what would you do if this were happening in your life?
I would delete Facebook. She would have
no more Facebook
at
all.
Yeah, she's banned from Facebook. And also, you take the credit card away from her. You say, if you want the credit card, you have to come to me, and I will type it in to make sure it's a valid website.
Wow. This is your wife, not your child.
No, yeah. I understand. Okay. But sometimes when your wife doesn't know how to have responsibility, you have to take that responsibility back, and they have to earn it back, just like a child.
Okay.
Wow.
Eddie.
Wow. I mean, I was on board with the delete Facebook. Maybe find out her password and just change it so she can't log in.
Oh, so just... Well, the two-factor authentication, though, is just going to email her or text her.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, this is your wife, not your child.
We have to somehow just tell her. Or what I do sometimes is you say, like, all right, I'll give you one more chance. And if you do it, like... If I'm right and you fall for one of these again, I'm going to have to take your credit card.
Why do you speak that way?
So wait,
why do y'all
you
speak
just,
that
it's like
way?
Two daddies.
Y'all can't, you speak.
Well, she's my partner. We speak like,
I didn't, you know, you don't speak like a partner.
That does not sound like partner speak.
Okay, guys, go ahead. What would you do?
Well, if you wanted to say, however you just said it, say it your way again.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Okay.
And if you fall for one of these things again, I'm going to have to take away your credit card.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay, how I would say it is, hey, you know, we should probably take a look at this. Like, if you want me to go over things before you make a purchase, just like as a...
No, I'm good.
Okay, well then, I think that we should take a look at what we need to do here. Like, how about you give it... If this happens again, then maybe we revisit it. Because this is really inconvenient. It's not good for us.
Why would we revisit it? What are we going to do?
It's a pain for you too, right?
No.
Us, yeah. This isn't good for our family.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. I won't do it again.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'm gonna have to take it.
Exactly, Amy.
That's where it all leads. It all leads
you
to that.
Just kidding, but like I feel like you have to use we language. Like it's us. Like it's like you can't tell her, you can't talk to her like you're telling her what to do.
And have props, like a pair of scissors. Like, you know, I'm gonna have to cut your credit card.
No. That's so...
All that stuff helps.
It does.
How are these
it
guys...
It gets the point across.
Props.
Yeah, anything. Like, just to make
get
it real.
Get a carrot top of husband.
Some box of props.
You're threatening her with
what would you do,
scissors?
Bones?
I would probably... And I'm a big we language guy, too. I would say, hey, here's the thing. We've had some mess-ups. And we've had some mess-ups where... We've been taking advantage of our credit cards a couple times.
But is that we?
Hold on. No. But sometimes you have to talk to people like we.
But also, you've never messed up before in your life, Lunchbox?
And I would say before either one of us make any purchases online, let's check with the other person just to kind of be our safety valve. And I'll check with you and you check with me.
And if you do it again.
No, that's what I would do. And then you can actually help keep her.
And he's like, and if you do it again, you're a bad girl and you're grounded.
Go to your room.
Yeah. That's what I would we language it. I'm a big we guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would say, hey.
Even though you've done nothing wrong, we
yes,
okay.
But it's not about me winning. It's about us not taking a half step back financially.
Okay.
I would say, hey, let's make sure, because I've had this happen to me too. I'd say that, even though I hadn't, because I'm pretty good.
You know, it's a lie though. Don't
no, sometimes
that.
It's not a lie. Sometimes it is just a word mechanism.
But you just said,
to help. No.
Under your breath,
sometimes it is a word mechanism to help you achieve a better goal. You're not doing it for deceitful purposes. You're not. You're doing it for a better outcome for
because
both of you.
I feel like we all said the same thing, except you used we. And
happens every day in life.
That's what you're saying.
Happens every day in life.
We're trying to give you a way to say the same thing, but say it in a different way that isn't talking down to her.
Yes.
You're not in charge of her.
Because you're
going to
make her react and not respond. And people that react don't react most of the time in a positive way. They react out of fear. They react out of instinct.
Like, do you want her to come to you if you're, I don't know,
hey, fatty.
Driving bad?
No. How about this?
No.
Hey, fatty,
no.
You're eating too much pizza, fatty. You look like a fat hog. No more pizza for you. What? No. What you'd rather say is, I'm talking about you specifically.
I was like, what?
No.
Use a car example. Or
no, fatty pizza.
You're grounded from your car.
Amy, he's already in.
Well, because Eddie's like, he's always had the jokes about the dad bod. And he loves pizza.
Sure.
So I'm just using Eddie's things here.
Go ahead.
So, no, you would want her to come to you and say like, hey, why don't we... Like, when we order pizza, I know you love pepperoni, but let's also get one that's maybe not with grease. And do a we, let us. Let's
but,
do a us. She's going to take a part in it,
you're
too.
Talking about me because you don't look like me.
No.
And you're not.
But you would
like
feel
pizza.
Better about it. You wouldn't feel like you wouldn't feel like she was attacking you.
I'd be like, I'm not an idiot. You're talking about me.
But you wouldn't know.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever. Thank you.
They don't get it.
It doesn't matter. That's what we would do. Make it a we thing. Help her. She'll be okay. That's a lot of money, though.
It is, man.
Maybe you do know Facebook. I don't know. No internet. She didn't get the internet password.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, is in the studio. It's time for...
Scuba Steve suggests.
Let's talk about debt.
Oh, that's not fun.
People always bring so much fun.
Go ahead.
I bring it up because Chris Tucker, you may have seen in the news, he's had IRS trouble for years. He owed like $9 million. They settled. He has to pay $3.6 million.
Dang.
That's not bad.
Pretty good deal. $09 million, pay three.
Yeah.
So
you
said
you just avoid it.
Yeah, just like dance around for a while.
Yeah, so everything's negotiable is what you found out.
So also, do you know why people in creative work always owe back taxes?
Yeah.
Because they don't get taken out of stuff.
Correct.
Or they're in foreign country, maybe they don't have to pay it over there.
But why don't they? You would think they hire an accountant that makes sure that every check that comes in is like, oh, we need to set this much aside for taxes.
If you're hiring people that are responsible as you hire them, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently that wasn't what was happening here. But a lot of people don't have, they take taxes out of our check immediately, so there's no chance we get in trouble for this. But if you get the whole check, they want to pay you $10 for a job. You get all 10. It's up to you to take that $2.50 and give it back to the government.
That's hard.
And then all of a sudden, 1 year turns into two, and then you're down $9 million bucks, and you only pay three. What, three?
That happened to Willie, too.
I don't know if he settled. I'm sure he did.
Isn't that what happened to MC?
Hammer?
Yeah, didn't he go?
He had a lot of tax issue, too. Man. Yeah, he just, I think he just spent his money, though.
I guess it's true.
Yeah, oh. So what's the deal?
So I want to see who around here is in debt. I'll tell you mine really quickly.
Nice.
So I got married back in 2016. I had to pay for the wedding. In my wife's culture, the husband has to pay for the wedding to show that they can take care of the daughter versus, I guess, in white folk, the dad pays for it.
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So you had to pay for the whole wedding?
The whole wedding. I had to pay for it to show that I'm able to financially support.
Since he didn't know the culture, they were like, let's tell the white guy what the culture is.
Yeah, it's a culture.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she told me. The Filipino culture, they do that. So we got married in 2016. We're 7 years later. I've consolidated the debt a couple different times, made payments over the last 7 years. I still owe about $15,000 on the wedding.
Oh.
Dang. On the wedding?
Whoa,
on the
wedding. Bro.
So you couldn't afford to marry her then?
I could not afford to marry her. Well, I didn't tell them that. They had no idea. They just knew that the wedding was paid for and everything was fine.
Okay, so that's scubas. Eddie was just in a lot of debt.
Man, it all started when my wife, so we were on the internet. We saw that Pearl Jam was opening for U2 in Hawaii. We're like, let's get a credit card and let's go. Let's do YOLO. Let's do it. And we got a credit card, went, but that was the start, man. We just kept charging and charging. And then we were pregnant with our first child. Charge, charge, charge. And before you know it, we were $40,000 in debt.
And then
just, I mean, we made major cuts in our life. We just kind of slimmed down on everything, saved, paid off as much as we could every month, and got out of it.
Paying that principal, man.
I've been debt-free for, what, 3 years now?
Nice job.
Pretty amazing. A little bit longer.
Debt-free, everything?
Well, I saw, I mean, I saw mortgage, but...
Got it.
That's but, debt, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have credit cards.
Got you have it. A car there payment?
I have a car payment.
Oh, well, that's debt.
Yeah.
So you're not debt free.
But I mean,
that's like frivolous, like when you got a credit card to go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
like
that kind of stuff.
Unhealthy debt.
Yeah.
We'll
exactly.
call it that. Yeah. Okay. Good point, Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what do you have? Anything?
I mean, I got a mortgage. I don't have a car payment.
Because you don't have a car.
That's not the. I don't have a bike payment.
You should get a car, though. That's our point. You
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying what I don't have. Mm. So I'm pretty good on that. Student loans were forgiven.
See, that's the thing. I'm forgiven.
Forgiven. Like, they just sent me a letter in the mail one day and said, hey, like, you don't have to pay anymore. And I owed them thousands of dollars, and they just wiped it off.
To me, I would think you have to have the paper to show that you went to college for them to forgive it.
No, they were just like, hey, you've been paying us long enough that, you know, I don't know
that's
why.
That's it? You've been paying us long enough?
They took, like, the final $6,000, and they just took it themselves. They said, here you go. You don't have to pay us anymore.
How much was your loan?
A total? It was like $20,000.
And how much did you pay off on it?
Like 14.
And the last six, they just said, all good?
Last six, they just said, hey, man, you're free. Okay, sounds good. How awesome is
you
that?
You and Chris Tucker have all the luck.
Yeah.
But I did take out my first credit card and a Discover card in college when I was 18 years old. And
that T-shirt?
Free T-shirts. And then every place I'd go, they would give me away a free T-shirt. I got so many credit cards. But then I learned that's bad eventually, and so then eventually I started closing them down.
Well, it's confusing. It's good to have some credit cards because it helps build your credit if you pay it. It's good to have some.
Just matters the quality of T-shirt you get.
But then,
and let me tell you, those were not very soft T-shirts. Or they'd give you a hat, like a bucket hat. I mean, it was so, I got all the gear.
Yeah, I've never had debt because I was always afraid to have it. When I was poor, I didn't have debt. Now I don't have debt. I got nothing. No mortgage, no car, nothing.
We kind of suck, huh?
Nope. But I didn't have debt when I was broke either, so I was just scared to have any sort of debt.
And I overpaid for so long, and they were like, "Stop overpaying."
Well, they would send the money back, and I'd be like, "No, no, I'm overpaying my bills just in case I can't pay for one of my months."
Yeah.
But then, whatever.
How much do you pay a month on your $15,000, man?
420?
I pay about $500 a month.
Got it. Nailed it.
What's your interest rate?
Well, I got one of those HELOC loans where you basically, they take all the debt and they consolidate it and your interest rate's at 0%.
Is that if you buy a timeshare?
No, it's a
home tied to your house.
Home equity line.
My house, yeah.
Oh, got it, yeah, yeah, credit, yeah. Because sometimes they hear like, buy timeshare.
Yeah.
Oh, or home equity line of credit.
All right, thank you, Scuba Steve. There you go. Yeah.
It's time for Scuba Steve Suggests. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So back in 2016, Razia Hill started Every Bottom Covered. She started it out of her living room.
Every Bottom Covered?
It helps families get diapers.
Got
it. Ah, that's
children.
Funny.
Got
it. She was a single mom herself, so she knew the challenges that families face getting diapers for their kids. Well, she had a job, but she started this 501c3, and now she's at the point where she's been able to quit her banking job, and she devotes herself full-time to this cause, and she recently secured federal funding to establish more diaper banks throughout, like, different counties, and she's making such an impact. And again, it's just something she thought of, started in her living room, and now it's taken off.
Talk to me about diapers, Eddie. Are they expensive?
Oh, God. My wife said the other day, she said, man, do you, like, we finally stopped buying diapers in the last, 14 years. We bought so many diapers, and I said, we should try to figure out how much that was. She's like, let's not do that.
Did you ever think about cloth diapers?
No, because that's disgusting.
I did.
That's why? Because it's gross?
Yeah. I did when I was trying to get pregnant. I thought, well, I'm going to be a cloth diaper mom.
But then there's no baby poop to convince you otherwise?
Right. And then we ended up adopting older kids. But we were going to adopt a newborn baby, too, even if I didn't get pregnant. And I had friends that were doing the cloth diaper thing. And so I thought, well, they'll just teach me their ways. And they said, once you get the hang of it, it's really not that bad.
Once you cannot vomit every time you have to clean it up.
Because I feel like once they're done, like they're done. Because there's so much poop in that diaper.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And that's a great story. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to play a song from a Disney movie. All you have to do is tell me the movie. The thing is, it's not just any old song. It's from a string quartet. Like if you were getting married.
Oh.
And the fancy instruments were playing this song.
Violin, cello.
Whatever's in a string quartet.
Yeah, oboe.
I'm out of stringed instruments. So I have 10 of them. How many do you think that you can get right?
6.
Lunchbox goes with 6. Now, if you lose, there is a penalty. But if you win, you get $20 in cash.
7.
7.
Oh, Eddie said 7 before you. Oh,
okay.
Anyone want to go 8?
Can you go 8, Amy?
I think I what's the penalty again?
Yeah, it hasn't said that.
The wheel of punishment. I know.
Amy, come on. Where are your guts?
The wheel go of 8.
Punishment. Amy goes 8.
Let her go.
With the will of punishment up for grabs.
Let her go. Eddie, you could get
9. Does anyone want to go 9?
No, because I always miss some of those. Like, no.
Okay, let me see how much money I have.
Oh, boy.
What do you think? What do you think, Lunch?
I'm thinking.
I'm now going to go
$40. Ooh,
man. I might know 9.
I might.
$40 up against the will of punishment. Going once for 9.
How much money?
$40. Going twice for 9.
I'm out. Can't do it.
Make it 50.
Oh, $50.
I mean, what? You're freaking out over it. Hey, yes, 50 is a lot, but 40.
$50. Going once for 9. Going twice for 9.
You're gonna get lunchbox.
And
can't do it.
You out?
Can't do it.
Man, I don't know enough. I'm trying to think of what Disney movies I know that have good songs.
Dang, I already forgot it was Disney.
$100.
Eddie.
Oh my goodness. For 9?
For 9.
Oh my God.
$100.
Because it's $20 for Amy where she still has it 8.
Amy, you could up to 9. You could say 9, Amy, and you get the 100.
Oh, that's good.
$100
for 9. Going once. Going twice.
I can't do it.
Wow.
I don't think I can do 9.
I can't do 9.
I can't name 9 Disney songs right now.
$120.
Oh my goodness.
Anyone want to go 9?
God.
3.
Hold on. In my head, let me try to name 9 Disney songs in my
2.
Head.
1.
9.
Oh!
I did not expect it to go that way.
I mean, I already have to get 8, and I'll only get $20. So what?
That's right.
If I get 9, I get 100.
Wow!
Amen.
Here, let me play this song. We'll come back on the other side of the song.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Upper grabs $120. Amy's wow. Decided she would go 9.
Wow.
Does anyone want to run 10?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
no, you do 10.
Or 200?
$200! Oh my God! 200? Yeah. Are you serious? Are you being for real?
No, mm-hmm. I think he's being real.
Yeah. If you can hit 10 to 10, $200.
Amy, you might as well.
No.
Going one? No.
No, I'm at going, 9.
She can't beat herself. If you guys want to hop in, well, once. Going twice.
No, y'all.
$200? No. Okay. No, here we go. $120. Here we go. You get 15 to 20 seconds, Amy. String quartet. Name. I need the movie that the song is. Go ahead. Amy?
Frozen
is correct. That's Let It Go.
Let it go.
You get to miss one. All right, next up, give me the movie.
Toy Story.
Correct. You got a friend in me.
Wow.
Friend in me. Go, Amy.
Did you guys know that one?
Yes. Yeah, I got it at the very end.
Friend in me. $200.
I mean, I'd be rich.
Next up.
Little Mermaid.
Correct.
Wow, I didn't get that one.
Under the Sea. Oh.
Under the sea. Darling, it's bitter. Down where it's wetter. You're not playing.
Next up.
Jungle Book?
Correct.
Wow.
The bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about it.
These are hard.
Oh, I had that one.
Eddie, have you missed it in your head?
No, none. Okay.
Next.
fantastic point of view. Aladdin.
Correct. A whole new world.
A new fantastic. She's running it, baby.
Wow. You should have gone 10.
She's running it. To tell us where to go. Ready. Next.
Do I get to hear it one more time?
It was 15 to 20 seconds. I mean, I can give it to you again. I'm nice. Go ahead. Give it a little bit more.
I recognize the name.
Do you want to build a snowman? Why do I not know this?
Answer?
Frozen again.
Correct. Oh.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
Okay.
I never see you anymore.
Come on. You are this close.
Next one.
I'm in. Coco. Yeah.
Correct.
Remember me.
You're a machine. You're a machine.
Though I have to say goodbye. Remember me. Don't let it make
you're running it perfectly.
I don't know how you can get me stopped.
I tell you what, right now, if you decide to get out, I'll give you $20 right now. Walk away with it.
No, what am I at right now?
You're nothing, but if you miss one, you miss two, you're out. But I'm just saying, I'll give you this cash now and you're a winner at $20.
Amy, you're so close.
And how many have I gotten right?
Seven.
Okay.
Oh, you only have to get two more, Amy? There's no. You have not even hesitated
on
that.
You got this.
Yeah, I'm good.
$30.
Do you think the last ones are hard?
Probably. But
no, he's just being the banker.
Okay.
I'll give you no $30 right now and you'll go away the winner. And you can give these guys a chance to win some money.
Oh,
I like that, Amy. Yeah. Amy, and I've gotten them all right, too.
Amy, you're going to get them wrong.
No, thank you.
So you don't want to take the $30?
Nope.
Okay, here's the next one.
Part of your world. Little Mermaid.
Correct.
Where they walk.
You did it!
Wow.
You did it!
Amy, $50.
No.
$50 to walk.
Amy, you are amazing.
She has to get the next two right. She has to get one of the next two right.
Oh, yeah. There's no gravy from here.
Okay, next one.
You can punt on this one.
What?
Come on, Amy.
And all I heard is "Pat" in the middle of it. Eddie can't make noise.
What did I say?
You go "Pat."
Oh, no. Are you deflecting? Got it.
No. You did make a noise and it was distracting.
What movie is that?
What movie is that? What movie is that?
That's a great question.
My brain. Why is my brain doing this to me?
Now she's attacking Adam.
No, that buys time.
I did for a second. We got a good laugh, then we had to cut you. Okay, so. Will you play the other one again, Ryan?
Wow, I hear it now.
So here we are.
Amy.
The hardest one coming up.
Oh, no.
That one wasn't the hardest?
It was not.
Oh, no, Amy.
I should have just said Cars. This is the first movie we ever saw together.
It's true. This next one is so hard, I'm taking the money down because I did not think you're going to get it. You had a chance to go $50. I'll give you $40 now to walk away.
I can't tell if you're being for real. You might be giving me $40 right now to walk away the next one is easy peasy.
Why would I make the 10th one the easiest one? Or am I tricking you?
But exactly.
We usually never make the last ones the easiest ones, do we?
Never.
Nope.
And Amy... But you are a Disney wizard.
Cars wasn't that hard. I just didn't hear it for some reason.
Do you want the... I'm now going down $35.
Oh, no, Amy.
No, I'll take it. I'm going to take the song.
Okay.
She said no deal.
I want to get it. I should have gotten Cars. Now I'm mad.
Amy, how are you feeling right now?
Fine.
Okay. Are you ready?
Nobody grunting.
Who's the one talking right now? It's all Lunchbox.
No, I'm trying to hype her up.
Amy. Okay, here we go. Go.
When can you feel the love tonight?
Lion King!
She did it!
All right, here you go. Yeah. There you go. I can't believe she didn't nail that immediately.
Oh.
Wow.
Good job, Amy.
I'd like to thank my mom for showing me Disney movies.
Yeah. What else?
As a kid, I think at McDonald's, if you got 2 quarter pounders of cheese, you got a VHS tape.
You would eat 2 quarter pounders of cheese?
Well, my mom would get one, I would get one, and we'd, if you got 2, you got the VHS tape, and you would get to watch the movies. And
congratulations on your winnings. What are you going to buy?
I have no idea.
$120
cash. Yeah, what about your hype squad? What do we get over here? We were hyping you up.
I know. I think y'all wanted me to lose.
I think they wanted you to quit so they could play later, too, if you don't remember that. There's our big winner, Amy.
Good job,
Amy. Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. All right, so over the past couple weeks, we bought this big pallet of returns on Amazon. We didn't know what was in it. We've now opened every single thing. We have what we think we can make, but now we have to figure out a way to sell it.
Man, but it's time to make money.
Yep.
So Lunchbox has an idea he wants to present to us how we can sell all this stuff easy and make a bunch of money.
Okay.
Feel shady when it comes from him.
Well, that's true.
We will hear what he has in mind coming up next. The question is, how are we going to sell all of this stuff? We bought this pallet of returns. We did not know what was on the pallet. It was all wrapped up. We spent $500. We all put in our own money. And I think after we went through it all, unwrapped everything, if we sell it all individually, we can make a nice profit. But who's going to do the selling? Lunchbox, you have an idea?
I have an idea. The plan is perfect. It's going to require a little bit of effort from everybody here on the show that invested. We are going to have a Bobby Bones Show garage sale. 100%. We set it like a month in advance. It's going to be on a Saturday morning.
I'm not going to hang out on Saturday morning to sell stuff.
No, you're not listening.
Okay, I'm just saying.
He heard what you said.
No, you haven't even. Let me finish.
I'm going to be gone.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I will plan it on a weekend. You won't be gone.
I'm gone every weekend until Christmas.
Yeah. So
after Christmas. I don't care when it is.
We're going to sit with all this stuff for 3 months.
Oh, God.
Listen, guys, this is how you make money. You put it, and people will travel from all over the United States and maybe some in Canada. Maybe a few in Mexico. I don't know. But we say, hey, we are going to be having a garage sale. And what we do is we do it at a Sonic. We put it on half the parking lot. And the other half is open for business. So they buy themselves a toilet seat. Then they get them a cherry limeade slush.
That's not bad.
And then we sit there and whatever you want to we'll sign whatever you buy.
Sonic,
you want
us to sign?
Sonic's not going to let us do that on their property.
Oh, 100% they will.
They're not going to let us have a yard sale on their property just from if somebody gets hurt or damaged it. There's no way.
Hey, you don't know. I know.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is just so negative Nancy because he doesn't want to make money.
You've been making deals?
I've been talking to people.
What have you been talking?
I've been talking about having it.
What have you been saying though? Like, what are the actual words and what are the words that were said back?
I said, oh my gosh, I think, and they said, great idea.
Who's they?
People above me in the hierarchy.
Okay. I think we should just sell it online.
No. Shipping is going to be way too...
The hours...
They can pay for it.
Lunchbox needs to go to a corner.
I think it's a great idea, but Lunchbox has to be the one there.
Yeah.
No, we all...
Lunchbox is
guys, people are going to go there to take pictures with us and get autographs with their item.
It was never part of the deal that we had to work.
It's not part of the deal, but this is an added bonus.
No, you're just dragging us into it. Like, so Magic Johnson, he's an investor in a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, he's a billionaire now.
Does he show up to a bunch of all these things and sign autographs? In front of Sonic?
Yes, when it's a grand opening, he does.
I don't know.
I would need to have that presented in a way that would be super easy for us.
No, it was super easy. It's super easy. The garage sale is from 8 to 10 a.m. Come get your stuff, and then we're out. Boom.
And you have it cleared from a Sonic?
Not a specific Sonic.
No, but from Sonic. You've talked to somebody at Sonic.
No, I'm not talking to you. But
Lunchbox!
I have feelers out there to Sonic. I'm waiting to hear back from Sonic.
Okay.
The drive-thru's not a bad idea. Like, drive-thru, get a toilet seat, and
but 90% of people aren't going to know what's happening at Sonic, and it's going to look like a bunch of idiots trashed up Sonic.
Right. Because it's a lot of
stuff. Yes.
It's like an ironing board, and...
Scuba Steve, what are your thoughts?
A rope.
I mean, it sounds interesting and fun and intriguing, but
Like when you close down a sauna, for example, when we shot your TV commercial, in air quotes, we had to shut it down for 2 hours. That cost money to shut it down. So if you look at a business cost, it will cost us money to do the garage sale before we even start it.
And the liability.
You only shut down half of it. You have half the parking lot for the garage sale.
What about a car dealership? They don't have any cars in the lot. We can find a car dealership and use their spot.
I don't think this idea is going to work because we can't ask a Sonic to close half their business down.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just send an email.
I'm more than happy to ask, but I think the realistic.
I don't even want to ask because it's going to put them in a weird place to be like, well, we don't want to irritate them.
Yeah.
We can't do it. So what do we? Okay, let's vote. Everybody who put money in, who wants to have a yard sale at Sonic? Say aye.
I like it.
It'd be kind of fun.
I like it.
Thank you.
There's three. Okay. Who does not? Aye.
That's three.
Why are you guys
three.
So lazy?
There's no majority. Majority. Yeah,
why are you so lazy?
All right. Bring us a different idea.
That's the idea. That's
no,
the,
no, no. There could be more. There could be more. Think about it. Just be creative.
We're
think
relying
about it.
On
no,
you.
No, that was creative.
We don't even have a yes for that, and you're mad we can't do it.
No, you're not even entertaining the idea. I don't. Like, what does Movie Mike have against it?
It's chaos.
What is chaos?
Okay.
It's
and I don't want to have to go to one of our clients and be like, "Hey, can we use your property? Where I know there's liability issues. You have to close. That feels bad for us."
What about a real garage sale at Lunchbox's house?
I'm in. Yes,
Zero percent chance.
Come on.
Okay, we'll do it at Eddie's house.
I'm out that weekend.
You are
exactly.
You're
perfect.
We're on the road, dude.
Perfect. Then we'll use your yard.
Okay, so that idea did not. But we start with one. Who knows when we get there?
We'll get there.
Okay. I think we should list a few things online though.
That's hard. No. I don't think
and they can pay for shipping. The person who buys it.
Okay.
How are you going to ship the rope?
Lunchbox is going to do that.
The rope. There's some stuff we're not selling. That rope's 100 pounds. We're selling that rope. The rope is like $13 for 100 pounds.
That you can do Facebook Marketplace and meet someone.
Facebook Marketplace is a great one. We can drive to people's houses.
Come to you.
Whatever.
Okay. Then
we'll meet them at Sonic.
All right. We'll throw open the garage and we'll have a garage sale out in the garage.
No, I don't hate that.
Here?
I don't hate that. Okay. Back burner. Now that I would run to the bosses. But we don't own the building anymore.
Right. That's the problem. See, but Sonic,
I mean. I know. All right.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're in pain, turn on your favorite song because a study found that listening to your favorite songs can work as a pretty good pain reliever.
Still going to go with Tylenol for the record.
It's a little faster.
Say you don't easier. Have any.
Okay, Advil. There's no way that I'm going to listen to unanswered prayers and be like, my back doesn't hurt anymore.
But it will distract you for a little bit.
No.
Because you'll start singing, sometimes I thank God.
And all of a sudden, my torn hamstring heals itself.
Why don't we try it with Lunchbox? Like, inflict pain and I'll play kick certain
him.
Songs.
I'll kick him and then play his favorite song.
See what happens.
That's funny. Well, why do they say that is a thing?
Well, researchers, they had people listen to music while heat was applied to their forearm, and they just think that the music helped take them to another place, like distracted them from the pain they were feeling. But it was any music did it, but if it was their favorite song, they felt less pain.
Just punch them in the other arm. Forget about that arm.
Yeah, distract.
Yeah. That's a pretty dumb story, don't you think?
Oh, well, that's not real.
That's not real.
That's not real.
It is real.
Okay. I mean, no, I would never.
A woman giving birth, just play her favorite song and it doesn't hurt.
We did that.
Did it hurt?
Okay,
I mean, she said it still hurt.
Okay, there you have it. Our research indicates it still hurts.
This is pulled from Fox News. I mean, it's researchers spent time on this. Hey, maybe you have a headache and you don't have a Tylenol. Put on your favorite
song. I'm not going to turn music on if I have a headache. I'm going to keep it quiet. Anyway, what do you got?
So you can book on Airbnb like famous places from TV shows. And I'm going to tell you how much it's going to run you.
Go ahead.
Like if you want to stay in the Tuscan Villa from Succession, in Italy.
It's the one
rented by the
In Italy,
family.
Where his mom lives.
This is the one they rented for Logan's wedding.
Oh, dang, even bigger.
It's $7,000 a night.
Wow.
You could do it.
Is the fridge stocked when you get a place like that?
And how many guests? Could you invite like 20 guests split it?
Yeah, because there's a lot of rooms.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
The Bachelor Mansion located in Malibu is $30,000 a night.
Wow.
I don't know who's staying there.
That's crazy. Okay.
There's this Lake Tahoe mansion that Lisa Rinna rented for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a group vacation they did. It's $9,000 a night.
I'm looking at it. It's awesome. It's snowy. It's ski vibes, but $9,000 a night is wild. Okay.
Now, on a more affordable side of things, Tony Stark's lakeside cabin from Avengers Endgame.
I can't say what happens there, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that big, right?
No.
Don't say it. Not while I'm here. it'll get associated to me. Yeah, it's an equestrian estate in Georgia, and it's $929 a night. That'd be cool. It looks pretty.
Yeah, there's not a lot to it. It's just a small cabin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole list of places. But yeah, the $30,000 a night for the bachelor is pretty crazy to me.
The Stranger Things residential house, the one where they, man.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you can just basically charge double if it's a normal something. And they probably didn't even shoot inside of it.
No,
they
just shot the exterior, outside,
the exterior, yeah.
Yeah, the Stranger Things one's $320 a night.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got?
So passengers on Southwest Airlines will now be able to know exactly where their luggage is during their trip because they're adding a feature to their app and website that allows flyers to track their suitcases.
Cool. Just by the barcode. Beep, barcode, it's here.
Yeah. It's just view status of bag and...
I don't trust it.
Why not?
I don't trust it's going to be right every time.
It'll confirm when bag and tags are printed, when they're scanned, when they're located.
Great. If it were like AirTaggy, where you could see where it was right then, I'd believe it all the time. I think this is good.
Got it.
But I don't think it's going to be able to identify exactly where the bag is. It's going to be exactly where the bag was last before someone went through and stole your stuff or stole the bag.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're still...
I agree. Yes, it's better
comfort,
than nothing. Better
peace
than
of
nothing.
Mind.
Sometimes I'll see them chunk bags on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, boy, they're throwing that bag awfully rough. And they grab mine. They throw that bag off. Oh, my God. They just do not care. Yeah, we put air tags in our bags, though. And luckily, we did it once. And we couldn't get the bag back for like a month. Couldn't find it. We're like, it's in the Miami airport right here. Boom, they found it, sent it back. Bag is broken. But
yeah, every time I travel with you, it says that an air tag's following me.
You're welcome.
Well, that's my buddy Bobby.
You're welcome. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Verdina was driving down the road in Oklahoma, had her granddaughter Beans and two friends in the car when a van came across, whoom, heading straight for him, wrong way. She swerves, crashes, boom, upside down in a ditch. And cars just kept driving by, No one's there to help. Oh, don't worry.
Somebody saw a van flip and nobody stopped.
Yeah, but Cord Coffee, he said, not on my watch. He jumped down the embankment, got one of the kids out. Another kid, boom, got him out of the car. Last one he got out, got to the top of the hill, and boom, car explodes.
Whoa.
Oh, just in time.
I can't believe people wouldn't stop. Maybe they didn't see it.
Yeah, maybe not.
I can't imagine anybody would see a van tumble off and not go, what? I mean, I've stopped before for things, meaning I saw somebody hit a guardrail once in the pouring rain, and I pulled over, and there were like three other cars that had pulled over as well. And I looked, and they looked like they were getting out. So I was like, all right, I'm good then. But I did stop to make sure that someone was there.
Yeah.
But this dude ran down the embankment and saved lives.
His name is Cord Coffee. You want to know a little bit about him?
Sounds like a wrestler. I like it.
His name is Cord Montana Coffee. He's the vice president at Cato County Cattlemen's Association, manager at Stevens Angus Ranch, guide at No Mercy Hunting, former guide at Crash Landing Outdoors.
How do you know this? How are you on his LinkedIn?
I just Googled him to see, like...
So it's not part of the story. You literally...
No, his Facebook page came up.
Well, let's not give away too much of his personal info. His social security number is...
Well, he went to Oklahoma State and studied animal sciences, and he went to Binger Ani High School, and he lives in Coger, Oklahoma. Wow.
What about junior high?
That's awesome. Did he go Merckx in middle school?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say anything about...
Who did?
I went to middle school. Matadors, baby.
Matadors, baby.
I'm just looking at pictures of this dude. He's on... horses, and I mean,
Cord's a cowboy, man.
Is he pretty built?
He looks like if Cody Johnson and John Party had a kid.
Had a kid, that'd be difficult.
Well, it would, but that's what he looks like.
I mean, his middle name is Montana, so it's meant to be.
Well, that's an awesome story. Great job. Cord, if you're out there.
Oh, wait, and there's some audio. I forgot what the audio is about, but I was too wrapped up in his Facebook page if you want to hear about
it.
I'm really glad they're okay, and that I'm really glad that they trusted me, because, I'm just some country bumpkin running down the hill going, trust me, I'm gonna get you out of here, you know.
Sounds young.
Yeah.
He does look young.
Yeah. Good for you, Cord. That's awesome, dude. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.